Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The sweet consolation of the sons of God is that he will never leave them to their own devices, except that he might instruct them, even as he did with Job and Peter, via Satan's sifting. Yet it is unceasing mercy towards the sons of God that prompts his faithful chastening. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountain shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. It cannot be overemphasized that all of the promises which the sons of God enjoy the fruits of were first given to Christ, and they enjoy those fruits because they are chosen in him. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. These promises are continual and cannot be overturned or abandoned, because Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who also hath sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. It has pleased him to send messengers into the earth to proclaim the glory of his grace, revealed in Jesus Christ unto the vast regions of the world. For he has a people of every kindred, tribe, and tongue scattered throughout the earth, and he will call them all according to the purpose of his grace. It is he who blesses both the message and the messengers. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Jonah learned the hard way that when a man is sent with this message, he will deliver it, and all the powers in earth or hell, even the free will of men, cannot prevent it, nor diminish the purpose of him who sends it to accomplish that which he determines. We see this clearly demonstrated in the early days of the New Testament church, as Peter and other of the apostles declared this message in an unstoppable fashion. When they were warned to be silent, they preached still. When they were in prison, they were set free in order that they may proclaim this good news. When they were threatened with death, they ceased not to magnify the name of Christ according to the purpose of God. This was not done in their power, but rather in that of him that sent them. Peter declared this purpose on the day of Pentecost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is a work which shall be carried out until the end of the age. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Do you hear his voice?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.